Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you wherever you find yourself in the land, wherever you are, whatever situation that you seem to be facing right now. I pray that you're calling on the name of Jesus, Yahshua, the HaMashiach, asking God to come in and just take care of everything. Just surrender all to him, you know, just surrender all to him. I'd like to welcome you to the show tonight. Gonna do something different tonight, something God put in my spirit today, and it's been in my spirit all day, so I'm going to be obedient, and I'm going to do this. Let us humble ourselves as we go before the throne of God and prepare ourselves for a powerful night. What a powerful night it is, too. Wow, we. Let us humble ourselves. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God. Go along with me with this because I know you're going to know it. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. 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 Oh, how we thank you. Oh, how we thank you. Oh, how we thank you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, how we thank you. Oh, how we thank you. Oh, how we thank you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, how we love you. Oh, how we love you. Oh, how we love you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, how we thank you. Oh, how we love you. Oh, how we thank you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We thank you for the way, the truth, and the life through your Son, Jesus the Christ, that we're reconciled back to you. Father God, we're truly grateful as we humble ourselves and give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Thank you for your guardian angels. Thank you for watching over us, Lord God. Continue to bless us, Lord God, as we continue to surrender all to you, Father God. Thank you for being patient as a work in progress takes place. We thank you, Father God. In the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, everybody, suit up, put on your full armor of God. It's time to break chains. YAT Radio is signing on. You ready? It's breaking chains time. YAT Radio.
Breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough. My breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough.
You know the Bible my says break. That no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So you know what I'ma do? I'ma keep on pressing.
Cause I refuse to.
I'ma step and press. You know what I'm talking about?
I refuse to.
Cause I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah, let's get it.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sting my prey.
Nah.
I'ma lift him up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
depression that taught me a lesson to keep looking up,
looking up,
yeah.
Don't go weary in your well doing. Just keep on pursuing even though it might get rough, yeah. The devil ain't stopping because we're sleeping. Instead of creeping and seeking a way to make us fall. So I encourage you to be strong in the Lord. Battle with the sword and always stand tall, yeah. You might got Joseph in it, but God can get you out of it. His grace and mercy will grant you a way of escape about it. It ain't no doubt about it. That's why I'm running for him like I'm power talking. Look, I love him for real. It ain't nothing for me to cut out and run up in here. I'm falling in love with Christ like someone pushed me off a pill. He's my mighty battle lack, so I ain't got nothing to fear. Don't need no mattress, I'm a falcon in here. Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil steal my joy. Devil sing my praise.
Nah.
I'ma lift them up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say.
Just look unto the hills and begin to give him the praise. Don't stay down in depression.
No.
Count it joy and temptation.
Yeah.
Stage one and three, read the trying of your faith, broke your patience. Patience to overcome, patience to run this race. Patience to stand on his word, trust him and keep the faith.
Yeah.
So let us stand united, the devil want us divided. Each of us have purpose, together we make us a body. I'ma give it my all, that's the end of discussion. I represent G-O-N and that stands for God or nothing. So let me encourage you to do all you can do. Stay humble and committed, allow the spirit to work through you. The trouble's on the way, that's something you can't avoid.
Now
I tell ya, I'ma be strong in the Lord.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
Nah.
I'ma lift them up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thanks a lot, big bro. What's going on with you? Welcome back to Young Adults Talk, Breaking Chains, right here on YAT Radio. Pastor Rod hanging out with you. Listen, right now flying solo. I want to give big ups to all my brothers and my sisters in Christ that some are still at work, some on the road, some doing things. You know, and others just put me down. I don't know. I don't hear from them. So, you know, I'm just calling it out just like it is. You know, you say, well, you got to humble yourself. You got to be gentle. I humble myself. I'm gentle, and I do everything I'm supposed to do in the Lord based on what God is doing in my life. I can't speak for your life or what God is doing in your life. I know that we're supposed to have similarities. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, hey, it is what it is. Listen, this Wednesday, I pray all is well with you. If you're going through a certain situation right now, we will lift you up in prayer right now. We'll call on the Lord to come into your life right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever your situation is, may you allow him to come in so that you can overcome the hurdles and the obstacles that are coming your way. But while you're going through them, just still give God thanks. Stop blaming God for things that you're going through. Some things are meant to strengthen you and to make you a better person and make you more Christ-like. And some things could be a punishment for things that you have done. So, whatever it is, just accept it and just receive the growth that's coming with it and continue to move forward and walk into your destiny. Amen. Tonight, we're talking about what's on your heart. Tonight is Sharing Our Heart Night. If you want to share your heart, 858-357-9137. I usually have my brothers and sisters hanging out with me. But like I say, I know several of them are working. Pastor Kemp is doing a revival tonight. Brother Joseph, he'll probably be calling in soon. Pastor Melvin is, he's going through therapy and everything. So continue to lift all of our brothers up in prayer. Dr. Kemp's brother and their family, and Brother Melvin, his surgery and everybody. Just keep praying, man, just no matter what. excuse me. So here's the thing. I don't even know what I did with my tea. Listen, I want to say something to you tonight. You know, our hearts beat the same. We bleed the same blood, different, types, I'm sure, but blood is red. And you know what I'm saying? All of us got a heart, you know what I'm saying? And, we all a part of mankind. We got situations going on around us right now, where we need to be speaking up about them, saying something and saying enough is enough. I'm serious, man. I don't know what I did with my tea. Y'all please understand. Let me tell y'all something that's, funny for real. And then it's like this. Honestly, I'm working by candlelight. And I'm on one of my portable setups right here. Because in my community right now where I am, I had a storm and the power is out. So I'm working by a backup, and I thank God. Let me acknowledge him and give him all the glory for being able to provide this backup plan. And this is just a fine example of what God can do. You understand what I'm saying? God is an awesome God. Yes, he is, and he reigns. And, and I'm just giving a small testimony right now to say that God provided a way for me to turn on a internet podcast and do a show to give him glory in the dark. You understand what I'm saying? Did you hear what I say? No internet, no nothing. But God provides. He makes a way if you give him an opportunity, if you give him a chance, if you allow him to do it. He will work it out for you. And the thing about it is that you have to be prepared at all times. Listen, if you're not prepared for what's yet to come, you will fit into the story. You would have to ask yourself, where do you fit in the story? In the book of St. Matthew, chapter 25, starting at verse 1, when it starts talking about the 10 virgins. Who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom, but five of them were foolish and five were wise. Which place do you fall in, the foolish or the wise? So when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flask of oil with them and their lamps. So as the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. So when it was time for the bridegroom to come, those 10 foolish virgins, those five foolish virgins weren't able to go in and celebrate and become the bride to the bridegroom. So my question to you tonight is that, have you asked yourself and prepared yourself for the coming of the bridegroom? Are you getting yourself prepared? Are you getting your business in order? You understand what I'm saying? And listen, man, it's a lot going on. It's a lot going on around us. And we're being too complacent. We're being too quiet and not talking about things and studying and understanding things that are going on right before us. And even the things they're trying to hide from you, that if we would listen and be obedient and do what God has told us to do, in 2 Timothy 2:15, to study to show thyself approved unto God. That means that me, I got to study to show myself approved unto God. And it says that a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So that means that I got to get myself right with God. I got to get my works in order to become the servant of the Lord that he called me to be and not be ashamed of it and represent it everywhere I go and in everything I do. rightly dividing the word of truth. That means that the word of God constantly coming out of my mouth. You understand? Me proclaiming the gospel of Jesus the Christ, Yahshua, the HaMashiach at all times, in all situations. And listen, we all should be wearing a sign around our neck that says work under construction, you know, construction area, because we are a work in progress right now, every day, us. And if you don't want to admit that for you, you sitting there telling me you can't speak for me, you right, I can't. So I'm going to speak for me. I'm a work in progress every day. You understand what I'm saying? I'm a man after God's own heart. You understand what I'm saying? I'm a man that's trying to be pleasing in God's eyes, not trying to please you. I'm supposed to respect, humble myself, and to be the righteous disciple servant of God that I was called to be. But that doesn't mean that I have to take things that are not righteous. That doesn't mean I have to be abused and kicked around and let people take advantage of people and me seeing it, knowing it, and not doing anything about it. I'm just as guilty as them. I wish I could get my tea. I don't know where it is. You know what I'm saying? You know. Let me screaming head. How about that tea? Listen, seriously. We have to get ourselves together. Tonight I wanna open up and let us talk about our heart. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about our hearts tonight. Let's talk about what's on your heart. You know what I'm saying? How do you feel? What's going on? You know what I'm saying? What's going on with you? You know what I'm saying? Seriously, like what's going on in your life? What are you dealing with? Because one thing about it is there's a lot going on around us and we are not talking about these things and things are escalating. And the people that don't know how to deal with things are not dealing with it very well. You understand what I'm saying? I'm speaking in a general statement because we're not doing everything that we can do to make things start to appearing to be better for people that are around us that can't do it for themselves. See, that's what we're supposed to do. And when we don't talk about these things, listen, this is what we do. Check this out. And I said tonight, we just, everybody talking about what's on their hearts. Whoever's calling in, who's ever going to be a part of the show, we're going to let them talk about their heart. So here's something I want to put on the table. Is that you got so many ministries, so many churches, so many different denominations, but all hell breaking loose all around us. And then we walk around as if we got all the authority and all the power and using it in an indecent way. Not being pleasing to God. Not representing the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We still got, we want to do things our way. We want things, and see, we don't even want to talk about it. And we see it because we get behind closed doors and talk about it all day. But nobody wants to, when nobody really, a lot of people, let me say a lot of people, so no, I almost don't think people that, man, I do talk about, so let me say it this way. A lot of people don't come to the forefront and put it out in the open. So it can be addressed. Listen, the rest of the world can't, people, listen, the rest of the world can't be blessed by God until the church get in order and be a blessing from God. Did you hear what I said? They can't get blessed until you become a blessing. And for all the ministries out there that are doing the work of the Lord, God bless you, but start unifying. Stop standing over there on your own talking about we doing it over here. No, you're supposed to be doing it over here, over there, over up there, and down there too. Jesus didn't work in just one area. He didn't send his disciples, his apostles, into one neighborhood. He sent them out everywhere, all over the region, all over the world. We're everywhere. It's time for us to unify. Come into God's harmony. Be empowered by the Holy Ghost. You understand what I'm saying? Living in the likeness of the Savior, our big brother. Through the God who created us. What's wrong with understanding what I'm saying? Because when we unify, all this devilment that's going on, we can slow this process down. It seems like it is speeded up because, you know what I'm saying? The love of money, which is the root of all evil. And when you look over there in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, down there, verse 9 somewhere, you will see that it says, all things are wearisome, more than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear is full of hearing. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. So everything that has happened will happen again according to the word of God. Just in different type of ways, in different eras, different generations, a different time. We in 2021. We not in 540, you know what I'm saying, BC. So let's get an understanding, my brothers and sisters. My heart is full, so I'm not going to take on the line because I see two of our preachers are here. Evangelist Aquina has joined, and Pastor Joseph is here. So I know Pastor Joseph said he won't be able to stay in the second hour. He has to move on. So I'm gonna get to them and bring them on and we're gonna talk to them and tonight, everybody, we just wanna hear what's in your heart. You know what I'm saying? Because our opinions and things like that really doesn't matter when it comes to God's word. Those are facts. And that's what we're supposed to be living according by, the word of God. And we have to get there. And then we have to help each other to get there and to stay there. Instead of always getting behind closed doors, tearing each other down. You know what I'm saying? Not supporting. They do this. Listen, God gave everybody one assignment. One assignment with the same instructions. It's just your personality and your persona that makes your delivery and the way that you promote and market. You understand what I'm saying? Because you got to market the word of God. You see how these commercials be on? Promoting and marketing their businesses? You need to learn how to promote and market the word of God, the kingdom of God, because you're an ambassador. That's your job. That's your job. That's what you were put in to do. God is supposed to get the glory. You're going to be blessed. So you have faith enough to believe. And if you're on the job doing it, I know you got faith and belief in doing it. So why don't you just relax and stop with the murmuring and the grumbling and complaining and start loving on each other and let's fix these problems and overcome these hurdles, man. If Jesus went through it, you got to go through it. You are no exemption. And that's the Savior. Lay down his life for us. You mean to tell me we can't pick ours up and do something for him? My God. I want to say good evening. God bless everybody. Welcome to the show tonight. Y'all keep me in prayer. I got my candle burning over here. I ain't got no lights in the neighborhood because of the storm. So, you know, we having fun, though. God still is in charge. He works it out anyway. Won't he do it? I want to say good evening, Evangelist. Welcome to the show tonight. Glad to have you, ma'am. We talking about what's on our hearts. What's going on with you? What you see that you need to put out in the atmosphere tonight? God bless you. Break chains, Evangelist.
Yes. Well, blessings, everyone. It's a lot on my heart as well, Apostles. A lot on my heart. I feel good to, you know, be on the airwave with y'all on tonight. What's been on my heart these couple of days is I've been working, getting ready to start some projects. I already told you and Pastor Joseph about them with the city. So as I'm going back and forth to these meetings and stuff, just Monday, I was out there, and I'm the one. I ain't easy to get a little frightened, but I'm seeing young men, younger than my baby boy. My baby boy is 22 years old, and these boys packing guns bigger than I told my son, bigger than me and you, and they just passing Now, I don't know what they was doing or whatever, but I was sitting in my truck just watching and looking at the area, and I'm like, before we can bring any project to our children or to adults who are willing to listen, first we have to get to their mindset. First, we need to teach them who they are and let them do the history about them, our culture, or who we are. Because I see our communities, I see the world self-destructing itself. And we here got a lot of people talking about Black Lives Matter. I was listening to the radio yesterday morning, and a Caucasian guy was just talking about on how much money these Black Lives Matter thing made, the lady or whoever invented Black Lives Matter, but he doing the studies of Black lives. And we tripling times around the world, killing each other, triple times, since the word of Black Lives Matter came out. So I say we really need to take a look at ourselves as each, not just talking about the Black people, but it's so, I don't have the word for it, but it's very important that our Black culture really get on track, get focused. And I'm not prejudiced. I normally don't even worry about, but with me getting ready to start working in different communities and young adults talk and all that, as we get ready to step into these communities and really see what's going on in the land, for real, I'm just seeing a real dire need of teaching. Our young people need to be taught. And that's what's on my heart. That's what's on my heart. We got children dying, teenagers, young adults dying, and not even saved. And they not even living a full capacity of life. So I'm hearing everything you said, an apostle, and it's so true. I'm like, we as the churches supposed to be bringing change to a community. I'm like, man, it's just crazy out here as I observe and watch. So this is what's heavy on my heart in this hour. We need men. We really need a good teaching and establishment and the people to be faithful in these youth and young adults' lives. We got 50-year-olds walking around, don't even know their purpose. They still thinking they 20 and 19. So it's, I don't know where it has been, what they say, so screwed at or messed up at, but I mean, we got a lot of covering to do, and we need some faithful hearts. We need some dedicated people. And this is the gospel. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's good. That's good, Evangelist. Thank you for that. Very strong. Very strong words. God bless you. God bless you. Pastor Joseph, come on in with it, sir. What's on your heart tonight that you want to bring to the atmosphere?
Hey, man, how everybody doing? I tell you, God is good. Thank God for another opportunity. It's truly a blessing, but I just love to encourage people to continue to just stay in the Word, because the Word of God, it'll definitely, we won't remain the same. I just, you know, get to a point in my life, I think we just have to, as leaders, you know, just be 100% convinced in the Word of God, because by doing, speaking our heart, by doing construction work, concrete, the foundation is so, so, so important to have a strong foundation. If not, the building going to fall, the house going to fall, it's going to fall down. But when a storm comes, if you have a strong foundation, and now they have it where they got hurricane scraps and stuff, and they doing extra stuff, you know, by the inspectors, they put more rebar iron in the ground. But it just showed me, like, the Word of God, just you got to have that foundation of the Word. If not, it'll make you look spooky, you know, and it's strange. I had a guy, we were shooting pool, he tell me, I was in pride because I blew the pool stick, you know, and I was just like, man, you know, we friends, we out here to have fun, you know. It wasn't pride, but, you know, because I think just the lack of being in the word, he thought it was prideful. But, you know, it was just, you know, a point, you know, sometimes you go out and just have fun as friends, you know. We still keep ministering and fellowship. But the word of God, it convicts us in every area. Just getting in it, it'll convict us. You know, not only will it convict us, it'll warn us certain things. It'll stir us up, especially dealing with salvation, the minister of salvation, and just studying the word, just getting the word, just feasting in the word, just like we feast on food, and just feasting on the word. It'll make us wise unto salvation. You know, we have confidence to, you know, witness to people, minister to people like that. You know, we'll be less timid because perfect love casts out fear. And so that's how we get that perfect love. I just want to encourage everybody, you know, just stay in the word of God much as possible. Get that strong foundation because the word of God also sanctifies us. You know, we got to put those seeds of righteousness in those, you know, young people that's going through a lot. You got to plant that seed. Then somebody else water and God to get an increase, but it got to be a seed there. Some people don't got nothing to work with. But, you know, you tell them, hey, God never put more on you than you can bear. There's one young lady over 15 years ago. She said, you remember what you told me at Winn-Dixie? I was like, no, she said, you told me God will supply all of my needs. And I forgot what I told her. And she lives in Georgia now, but she remembered that for some reason. She said, I told her that God will supply all her needs. But that little seed, but just staying in the word of God, it'll set us free. You know, a lot of times, sometimes we depend on other people, but the word of God is the key. We will not be the same if we just stay in it. In Jesus' name. And it also equipped us. You know, the task that he has for us to do, will be more equipped for that task. You know, it's just an awesome thing to just continue to build that strong foundation. You know, work on that foundation, because the foundation really has to be a strong foundation if you want to go higher. The higher you go, we know, the deeper the foundation. And so the Bible says that the deep call into the deep. So I believe that just continue to keep that foundation, because when the storms come, we won't be wavering left and right, things like that. But just encouraging people to stay in the word much as possible and stay close to the scriptures much as possible. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, sir. Powerful words. You know, one thing that that I pick up, my brothers and sisters, is that we don't come together enough, and I'm not talking about, you know, due to COVID-19 and all of this. Okay, I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is that by us being the most powerful entity on earth, you know what I'm saying, the children of God, you know what I'm saying, the body of Christ, we should be able to overtake the enemy, because he has no power anyway. And if nobody else knows that, we know that. We know that. And one thing that has been discussed behind our backs is that we have become like the world. Why would you think that God would want his children spoke of like that? And then furthermore, not like that we are better than anybody, because we're not. You know what I'm saying? We're humble people. So, you know what I'm saying? We love everyone. However, though, doesn't it sound kind of, you know, odd, put a bad taste in your mouth when people view us like everybody else, as if we are like manipulators or all about money or things like that? And listen, not talking to the ones that are truly sold out to the gospel of Christ, you know what I'm saying, truly dipped in the blood of Jesus. I'm not talking to you. You know what I'm saying? Jesus said he didn't come for the saved. He came for the unsaved. So I'm talking to the ones I'm going to say it like this, that waver or a little confused or still stumbling a little bit, because we all got issues. We all got some kind of something that we are asking God to work out in us and help us through it. However, I'm talking to the ones that really just almost
about ready to give up. I'm talking to you right now to let you know that, you know what I'm saying, we've all come from something and was made from nothing to something. You know what I'm saying? And it's up to us whether or not we wanted it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's there if you want it. So, Evangelist, I want to come to you. You said that you're getting ready, and I know that you're getting ready for your big project and with these young people and going into these recreation centers, which is a major project, and there's a lot going on. Don't you think that we as the body of Christ, who we are and who we represent, what we represent, shouldn't that be shown in everything we do, regardless of our environment, regardless of the situation? Shouldn't our light always be on so that God can get the glory in everything that he is trying to do through us?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because we become that walking epistle. So this becomes, once we acknowledge God as our Lord and Savior, and we clock in, I say, this becomes our lifestyle. This is a part of our life. This is who we are. And it's our duty and our job to teach people that the only difference of receiving Christ and of us having Christ and you not having Christ is that we have a assurance along with insurance, and you just got an insurance policy. You're not covered. You see what I'm saying? So that's just a they're supposed to see this here. This is what we're supposed to be doing. To me, I feel like it's right in my heart. It's making a difference.
Amen. Amen. And that's what's supposed to be the important thing, making sure that we make a difference in the earth, representing the kingdom of God. So, Pastor Joseph, with everything that's going on around us in the world today, COVID, manipulation, voter suppression, political murder in the streets by the police of young black men, what do you feel that we as the body of Christ need to be doing right now with everything on that? You know, it's like you can, it's like things want to explode. You know, the trial of the police, Chauvin, whatever his name is, who murdered George Floyd, and this recent murder. All of this is going on. What is it that we need to be doing most? I know we need to be praying. I know we need to be doing that. But it seems like there's something more. What do you feel? Is there anything more? Let me say it this way. Do you feel that there's something more that we need to be doing that can make the situation better?
Yes, sir. I was thinking about Ezekiel, about them dry bones. And the dry bones, it represents something. It represents, you know, the lack of truth and the meat. But he had to speak to those dry bones. And I think much as possible, we see our negativity, we got to speak the opposite. You know, we got to keep speaking life. And I believe the life will still flow. And then the Bible says that the bones, all of them came together, the army came together, and they represented truth, rose back up. And so, as we just keep speaking life, the truth will always shine. The truth is, it is always gonna. They tried to kill the truth, but 3 days later, it rose again. Not it, but he rose again. So you can't stop the truth, and just remembering our aim. You know, remember personally our assignment. And there's one scripture that stuck out to me. If a man can't you know, paraphrase it, take care of his own house, how can he take care and help the house of God? You know, those personal things, just continue to work on ourselves in that assignment. Whatever God has for us to do, work on that, build on it, build on it. I met a lady today, she said she do things for red carpet, and it was so inspiring to hear and seeing the pictures and all this and the people that she get to meet, you know, and just seeing the level of how she leveled up. And just continue to, you know, I believe just work on that assignment and speak life. because there's a lot of negativity going on, and it's a lot of dishonor. You know, people is not walking in honor no more. And but it's tough, but we can do it. We can still walk in honor. You know, it's a little stuff that's triggering people, it's setting them off, making them mad. But being able to walk in honor and walk in, you know, integrity, and also stay focused on your assignment and just move forward. Because people, they'll watch it, you know. You might not say nothing, but they watching, seeing what you're doing. If you, you know, you're drinking and smoking or running the streets, pimping, or you just, you focus on your assignment. And I think we got to just stay focused on, remember the aim and just go forward. And long story short, and speak life much as possible. Speak life to the refrigerator, your wallet, your purse, to your body. Speak life to those dry bones. In Jesus' name, keep speaking life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's good. That's good. That's good. Just keep speaking life. Okay. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? I'm coming from the heart tonight. We do that every night, but you know what I'm saying? Just wanted to see what was on everybody's heart tonight that they wanted to share and talk about, because, you know, when we have people, and let's be honest about this, there are people out there that hear what we're saying, but don't understand it, or may not know how to receive it, and that's everywhere. So I'm not going to pretend that, you know what I'm saying, everybody is on our level, because we wasn't always on this level either.
Amen.
What do we say to those people? Because something had to be said and done for us to come into the gospel and to be where we are today. What do we say to those people? Because I agree with everything, with, you know what I'm saying, we got to speak to situations. But what about those people that don't know how to speak to that situation? What about that person that doesn't know how to call on the name of God and call it, but don't know what to expect, don't know what to receive when you say the name of Jesus? And mean it, and not knowing. What do we say to those people, Evan? Can't hear you, Evan. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you fine. I can't hear her.
Okay, can't hear her. If she can hear us, Evangelist, hang up and call back in. We can't hear anything you're saying. Pastor Joseph, you heard what I just asked. Can you go ahead and comment on that for me, please, sir?
Yes, sir. Just remembering where we come from. And I remember just coming up, growing up, it's two words. I never knew what they meant until I got older, but they used to say it all the time. They used to say redeem when I used to go to church, and they used to say sanctify. And I never knew what it was. So I think the first thing is just encouraging people to pray and just ask God and talk to them. Because I said, Lord, what do this mean? And I pray. I said, Lord, help me to share with other people and break it down such a way that they can understand it. And that prayer was faithful, and I seen God just oversee that. But I think it's just encouraging people just pray and just talk to God much as possible. And the more they talk to God, the more they'll see answer prayers. I remember praying to get in the studio, and it was just a miracle the first time. And then I remember praying to have my own studio and just watching God open those doors, praying to even hear it on the MP3 player. But I just encourage people, you know, hey, stay prayed up. Stay prayed up. You know, stay prayed up. And as we stay prayed up, we'll see great understanding. But, yes, sir, we can't forget where we come from. We can't get, you know, caught up on the high horse like Saul before King Paul. He got knocked down. And so being out there with people help us to stay balanced, you know, going to, you know, jailhouses or old people homes and stuff like that, hospitals, stuff like that, you know, outreach, and that'll keep you balanced, that'll keep you humble, you know, and get into arrogance and pride. Because the enemy, what he do, he'll get in front of you and try to stop you and say, you can't do this, you can't do that. Then you find out you can do all things possible through Christ. And so then he'll try to get behind you and puff you up and have you, oh, you somebody now, you somebody. So we got to watch pride. It's very, you know, sneaky, but definitely encourage people to, hey, stay prayed up, stay prayed up in a certain unique way with the Lord. And I believe as they continue to be productive and not busy, because that was my problem. I was real busy just doing stuff, but I wasn't productive. And then just learning the difference, you know, and now, hey, when you become productive, you know, you're moving forward, you're doing things that's worth value. Because Jesus' life wasn't long, because that would have made him a failure. You know, based on some people, if you don't live to 70, they make you a failure. So, but it was the quality of his life. You know, 33 years old, it was the quality. He left so much great quality. It's not about the length of our life. It's about the quality of our life. Like just leaving that with other people, good quality stuff with other people. You know, it might just be just laying light signs, just, you know, might be just giving somebody a plate of food or $5 or something. It's just about that quality life, living that, you know, with the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you very much, sir. That's good. Let's see, can we get Evangelist back in? Evangelist, we got that same question on the table, because I know helping people is one of the main priorities in our hearts anyway. So what do we say to those people that don't know and want to know? And then what do we say to those people that know and just act as though they don't care? What do we do as the body of Christ, as the church, because we are the church? What do, Evangelist? Evangelist, are you there? Right. Don't know what's going on with her connection, Pastor Joseph. I see her phone there, but I can't hear her. I don't know. Maybe she's in a bad location or something. Evangelist, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. When you can, I don't know. I got your mic on whenever you just start talking. Let's do this. It's all about being prepared, y'all. My thing tonight is that we all got certain situations that we are facing and dealing with, certain things that are troubling our hearts, things that we are not really letting trouble us, but is on our hearts like that. And we're going to God with it and seeking his direction. And, you know, and the thing about it is that, you know, we have to step up to the plate and do what thus says the Lord. Simple as that. Evangelist, are you there? Wow. I got your text, Evangelist. I see you there and you're not on mute on this side. I can't get you in. Don't know what's going on. I know what I'm going to do though. I'm going to call you in, and, I'm saying this so everybody can hear it. I'm going to make sure that I get you on. So I'm going to try something different and we're going to keep moving on. We ain't going to let nothing hinder this right here. So, let's try this, y'all. We're going to try something different and try to get the Evangelist in. I'm going to, answer that line right there, Evangelist. And, let's see, can we get you on here? And see what happens on
Hello?
This way. Can you hear us, Evangelist?
Yes, I can hear you. Hello.
Okay.
Can you hear
All right.
me?
Oh yeah, we hear
yes,
you.
See, I was just getting ready to call y'all on my daughter phone because I know that was the enemy. I can hear somebody. I can hear something in when after Minister Joseph got through talking. I can hear something say unmute, something like that. There, and I'm like, what is this here? It's
just
the one me on the airway.
Yeah, well, here you are. We ain't studying him. Let's keep it moving.
Amen.
We get that enemy out
Amen.
The way in the name of Jesus.
I said the devil is a liar. I was just getting ready to call you on my daughter's phone. The devil is a liar.
That's amen to that.
Y'all just don't understand. When you truly walking with God for real, for real, you upset
for real, for real.
You upset the airwaves because the words are powerful. It's the words of God. And when you that walking epistle, that word going to cleanse and wash you. That word is going to change your life.
Amen.
That's why Jesus told the people, only believe. Just believe. Believe. That's the only way the people, when Jesus walked the earth, that's how they got healed. Because they believe. So if you know that you can get out of this situation, if you know that you, without you even knowing what to do or how to get out of the situation, just believe God can do it. And He's going to show you He can do it.
Amen to that.
He's going to show you. The woman with the issue of blood, she said, if I can only just touch the hem of His garment, I know that I'll be made whole. You got to speak to yourself. Even when you don't see it, speak it into the atmosphere. That's what shifts and change things. That's why the enemy fighting next. But we hold all power and dominion to tread over every serpent and scorpion and over every
in the name of Jesus.
Power of the enemy. We hold all power
in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Luke 10:19. We got the notice. Can nothing on this earth stop us? Can no spiritual, can no being, nothing. Unless we lay our own life down, unless we lay our own salvation down, unless we lay our own, it's all according to you and me.
Amen.
Excuse me, y'all. I'm kind of upset in the spirit realm now.
That's good. Get it out. That's what I want you to do.
I hold the word of God down on the inside of me. And you ain't going to be perfect doing it. Don't let no pastor, no preacher, no evangelist, no prophet, no pastor, don't let them lie. The Bible said that we all have sinned and fell short of His glory. A righteous man falls 7 times and gets back up. A righteous man, the Bible say, not justifying any sin.
Come on.
But if something come your way that you know you was weak to and you want to fall weak to it and you get up and wipe yourself and mean it, God will deliver you from it. But you must first, you got to mean it. You got to want change.
That's
in
right.
In order for God to come in and change. He would have never saved me or nobody on His phone if we didn't mean it. If we really didn't mean it, we was tired of being sick and tired of our situation and our circumstances. That's the only way God saved me. That's the only way He could come in. He want to hear us say, I need you. I need you, God. I need your help.
Yes,
help
Lord.
Me. If you don't surrender, then He can't come in.
That's right. Amen.
I'm done.
My God. My God.
I got to
get that out.
A new song now. That's what Queen going to have to do. It's getting deep. It's getting real out here, y'all.
It's getting real.
I mean, take that no radio set, but it's getting real out here.
That's right.
You got people watching you. You don't even know who watching you.
Hmm.
So y'all better decide this day who you going to choose.
Huh.
And I'm hoping, praise Jesus. For God I live and for God I'm going to
die. Amen. Say that.
For real. We coming to that. Well, that word going to be tested on the inside of you. Are you willing to die for what you believe? It's going to be tested.
It's about to be tested.
That time is coming. And it's real close.
Wow. And with you saying that, though, Evangelist, see that sparks something totally different there, and I'm glad you sparked it because we like breaking chains, we like burning over here, burning with the Word of God. That's that fire, that's that Holy Ghost power.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is that coming to that time where you got to make that choice of your life. You know what I'm saying? Because God said, ye the hot or cold, because lukewarm, he spit out his mouth.
You know, and the thing about it is that there's so much going on around us, so many false prophets stepping up, and you being a lot of people being pulled in by the deception of dollar and bling bling and fancy cars and clothes and houses. And can't none of that get you in the kingdom of God. Listen, the scripture even said, the scripture says it's easier for a camel to jump through an eye of a needle than a rich man to inherit the kingdom of God. You know how big a camel is? You know how small an eye of a needle? Listen, when my mom used to say, thread this needle, boy, you know how long it took me to get that little bitty piece of thread through that little eye of a needle? So think about a camel jumping through that.
Okay.
Then you being so rich and powerful and thinking you going to the kingdom of God. Because what? Because what? You gave some money to a charity? What? You're doing a lot of things that's not coming from your heart. And the sad thing about it is that coming to that time in our lifetime, because we're going to see some of this change while you're living. A lot of us that's breathing right now, we're going to see some of this. You know what I'm saying? You think you're seeing something now. You ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, man. See, the scripture tells you to study. All you got to do is study the word of God. And God will, he's going to reveal everything to you. Everything's revealed to you if you just study his word.
You know the mysteries of it, yes.
You know, you got to study, though. You got to get into that word. You got to spend time with God. And then he will prepare you. You'll be prepared for all this. The unfortunate thing is a lot of people are not prepared. In St. Matthew, it tells you, in chapter 24, it tells you that you must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. You don't even know when he coming. And the thing is, are you prepared? He tell us to be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men and be strong. Listen, not just men, but mankind, children. Act like who we're supposed to act like. We're supposed to act like our daddy. Oh, wow. It's a lot going on. My brothers and sisters, and tonight I just wanted everybody to share their hearts because, you know, we have things that being leaders of the church that we have to, you know what I'm saying, we have to just be very careful of. A lot of people have to be very careful of the things that they put out there. A lot of people don't talk about everything. You know what I'm saying? I like to talk about it all because sometimes people don't know how to start the conversation. I want to start the conversation and talk about it. I want to come up with a solution to the problem. We have problems out here. When are we going to come up with the solution? When are we going to say something and do something about police murder, police brutality? When are we going to do something about that? When are we going to do something about this justice system that's targeted against a certain demographic of people right now, a certain person that looked like this person right here right now? When are we going to really do something about these things? When are we going to start standing up and saying, you're not going to take us back, you know, back to the way it used to be? Why won't we do something about this? We are the most powerful entity on earth. But guess what? I'm going to say this. Black people spend the most money on earth.
Amen. Mm.
You ever thought about not spending your money with these big corporations for at least for 30 days? Evangelist and Pastor Joseph, why don't we just shut everything down for 30 days? And then people say, well, that's going to hurt all of us. That's going to hurt all. Listen, prepare yourself and you won't be hurt. When they shut everything else down when COVID hit, how did you live? How did you survive? What did you do? So we got to get prepared for things like that. We got to get prepared for when it really, really happens. Because it's coming, y'all. And you got to decide who you're going to trust. Who you going to trust? Who you going to walk with? And it's time to make that decision. We're coming across the top of the hour. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Thank you, Evangelist, for being here with us tonight. We're glad to have you here. We're not going to stay long tonight. We're going to stay as long as the Spirit tells us. If he tells us to stay all the way, we stand. But we're gonna turn this conversation up because I like the way you're feeling tonight. I'm glad that your spirit is riled up and you've been wanting to get that out, and I want you to get the rest out because we need to bring it to the forefront, and we need to call this enemy out. See, we got to decide whether or not we're going to do it our way or we're going to do it God's way. That's the question for you. Which way you going to do it? How are you going to do things? God's way or your way? Because, see, God's way, listen, Jesus walked up to the people and called the spirits out. He didn't talk. Mm. He didn't put the people down. He didn't say bad things about the people. He called the spirits out. See, we got to learn how to identify the spirit and attack the spirit and stop attacking each other.
Amen.
Because, see, we tearing each other down, and the spirit's still there. And then he's leaping on other people. We're not addressing the problem. The problem is the enemy. And sometimes the enemy is within us. That's where he is all the time. But sometimes you got to be able to identify it and call it out. It's just like, listen, here you go. You know when you see people buy new vehicle, new house or whatever people have and pray they'll go and have a anoint their house and pray over it. Don't you know you have to do that to yourself every day?
Mm-hmm.
That's a constant thing to do. The scriptures say pray without ceasing. What you think you praying for? Mm. So some people may be praying for the wrong reasons. But remember now, if you just praying to get attention and to be seen and heard, God, you know what God told you? You have got your just reward. You got yours. Don't seek nothing else. Hey, man, trust in the Lord. Hang on. We're going to go across the top of the hour. You're listening to Young Adults Talk, Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, being brought to you by the Williams Group and Daydari Enterprises right here on YAT Radio. Trust in the Lord, y'all.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship. Daily, so I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say it. Yeah.
You created me to fear.
That's what you make me for. you did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Trust in, oh, trust in you.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you. Welcome back to the show, Young Adults Talk, Breaking Chains. What's going on? Evangelist Aquina is hanging out with me, Pastor Rod. Pastor Joseph gives his best to everybody and his much love. He had to leave, so he'll catch back up with us. All right, let's jump back in because Evangelist got a fire burning going on, so I want to get back to her. I want to turn her mic back on and bring her back in. Evangelist, let's talk more about what's burning in your belly right now, because you got that fire burning, and you know I love conversations like that. I like burning like that when we need to be talking. That's something that needs to be going on right now. Period. No holds barred. No holding back. None whatsoever, because I believe that when we stand up together in unity and fellowship, guess what? We make changes. We break chains. We pull down strongholds. We run the enemy away because he already up under our feet anyway. We just have to make him understand that he has no power and authority, and we have to stand up against him. And we're supposed to stand in the gap for those that can't stand and intercede on others' behalf as well. That's our purpose, main purpose anyway. You know what I'm saying? Besides serving God, is to serve him by serving others. So, Evangelist, let's talk about that fire that's burning. Come on with what we need to be doing. Let's turn up a little bit.
Well, really, as the church, just bringing it back to the community, I just had a thought come through me. I'm like, you hear us as Bloodborne believers. We'll publish about having insurance and preparing for funerals. Well, we ain't teaching the people in the community for preparing for life, for the life after this life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, why do we do so much of backwards? It be so backwards of what I done saw. You know, not a lot of people, but it is just backwards. I understand why we handle things the opposite of what the Word of God tells us to do. You know, God said, build your treasure in heaven, you know, because we have matches and stuff in heaven, but I'm like, we spending thousands of dollars to, but we won't spend thousands of dollars of our own to build different community centers where it will help our children, but we're depending on the government or the city. So it's just a lot of stuff that just don't make sense to me. You know, if we know that this world coming to an end and then the government is failing, then the thousands of dollars that we keep telling people, well, you know, you got to be insured. Yeah, you do got to be insured, but most of our profits should be going to our communities to build so we can be the teachers of our communities. If we learn to teach our children, then we won't see so much of division. If we learn how to come together as a community, it is to, in my eyesight, I can see it so plain, but it's, you know, it's going to take a army to put it together. That's all I got to say. I'm like, it don't make sense. It just don't make sense to me. I'm like, thousands of dollars. And look at you ride through Thomasville. I'm talking about where I'm at right now for the listeners. You ride through the communities in my neighborhood. You know, look at your neighborhood. And just imagine what we could do with these thousands of dollars. But thousands of dollars is being spent to die. Man, wow. I don't get it.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, and there's something that you talk about that, because this is what I see with that right there. A lot of people are living just that way, identical to what you're saying. That's exactly what it is. And the unfortunate thing is that you have to wonder what happened to because I can't just look at the people and say, you know what, you're doing some backwards stuff, without saying that, guess what, who helped them to get back on the right track? Or better yet, who's helping them to get on the right track? That, because listen, when you're going in the wrong direction, and you're going and you had and you just keep going, do we continue to just watch the people going the wrong direction and do nothing about it? See, that's the big question. Who's going to go and stop them? You see them getting ready to walk off the edge of the cliff. Who going to stop them? Who going to stop them? Who's going to go and catch them and stop them? Who's going to get their attention? You've been calling out to them, but they ain't listened. They ain't heard. So do you let them go on and say, I ain't worried about it, ain't my problem? But if you're a child of God, everything that goes on God's earth is your issue. Aren't you a child of God? In the earth, the Lord's and the fullness thereof, that everything that in it belongs to him, and he created everything. Aren't we supposed to be the caretakers of this world, of this earth? And he created a perfect world that we are destroying? And we don't want to talk about that? So you mean to tell me you would rather have somebody else's blood on your hands standing before the Lord? That man over there admitted that he murdered some people, but you over here got your hands in your pocket full of blood. Talking about, I ain't did nothing. Didn't I call on your name? Didn't I heal in your name? Didn't I give in your name? And what Jesus say? Everybody that say, Lord, Lord, will not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
So see, we got to make sure that we are pointing people in the directions of the real teachers, the real preachers out here that's going to be bringing the word of God. No holds barred. See, things have been watered down and people have went into the wrong direction. So here's something, evangelists. What about what we see with all the young people riding down the street with the cars booming and the rims all hyped up and the pants hanging off there? Listen, I'm not trying to put down your way of your fad or whatever. I just don't agree with it. But I feel that enough not being said and taught in the proper way of doing things. I think that we haven't come together as the body, as one. Like you said that, like you was just talking about the insurance policies and everything, and all this money being spent to die, but ain't nothing being done to live. What we as a people, as the body, we know what we can do, what we know what we're supposed to do. But evangelists, say to the people what it is that you know that we're supposed to be doing that they ain't doing. That's going to step on some toes, but it's just the truth.
As you were talking, even with the police situation, if we just come together as a community, it's not enough people of leaders that's really sticking together. We have bought the hokey-doke with Michael Max and you know, then talked about before I was born. You know what I'm saying? We have bought it and accepted it. the show's hell. Then the show, as long as they our home is comfortable. This is the new mentality mindset of the house Negro. You see, like that. As long as my home is comfortable, as long as my world is comfortable.
Say that.
You see what I'm saying? But what is your world? What is your house? You see what I'm saying? Mm. So until we really, really, really come together as a corporate, and I just don't want to say as a people, because we have Caucasians and Latinos and all that, don't have nothing against black, but until we come together as a corporate, I say, and really invest in our future. Our future is the children, the babies that's being born today. We trust in everyone to give them knowledge, but they're not getting the knowledge of themselves. Why is it that different races know more about black people than what we know about ourselves? Hey, I am 41 years old, and I'm hungry to learn more about me.
Mm.
We're not teaching. We're not taking time out for one another because we have become selfish. We really have. And then with the pandemic going on, they losing so much of money and food stamps, showing up going crazy. But we ain't realizing it's to get you off track. It's to get you off focus. So then when the mark of the beast showing up hit it, man, look at us. You right there. We trapped. But this is the time here to gather the people. Gather your... If we teach one young man or young girl and they willing to adhere and they willing to listen, they able to go reach so many others that we probably can't even touch. Just by reaching that one boy or that one girl, that's just like for us as God sent laborers in our pathway to minister to us. And look at so many different ones who we didn't reach, that the laborers who ministered and prayed for us couldn't even touch. This is just the plan of the Holy Ghost of God. That's why he did the 12 ordinary disciples. We got to get back to the instructions, to the plan of God, and really look out for one another the way that we're supposed to, without any strings attached. I'm not Baptist. I'm not Pentecostal. I'm not Methodist. I'm not whatever else. And there's that. I'm not none of that.
Amen.
I'm not an AOH. I'm not none of that.
Amen.
I just want to please God.
Yes.
That's it. That's it.
Period.
It ain't about how long you've been in the kingdom, how long you done knew the word, what you done studied, how many years you done studied it, your revelation and this and that. It's about one accord, one mind, one heartbeat. Where is
Come
the
on.
Church?
My.
Where are we? That's it. But you know, in the Old Testament, I don't know, was it the Amalekites, the Canaanites? See, God showed us so many examples, even with Moses. As Moses up down the mountain talking to God to see which way to go and this and that. You know, the people, they got blind because of the gold and this and that. They start building faster than... So I know it comes from our lineage.
That's
it
right.
It comes from our lineage. But he gave us the perfect example, the reason why we shouldn't go this route. And why
That's
we're
right.
still going this route.
Still going.
I don't get it. I'm gonna get it.
Still going.
Okay.
Wow. Still.
I don't get it.
My God. Hmm. That's good right there. Now that's good. What?
I
so,
don't get
ooh.
It.
Now see, you boy, you got a good one going right here, Evangelist. You got some good
it's
going.
It's God.
Right here.
It's the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, it's good
it's
though. It's good. I know
angel.
It. Yeah. So with all of this that's going on, I just read that scripture. I'm telling you that, and he gave it to me before the show started. He's pulled Ecclesiastes 1 and 9. Listen, nothing new under the sun.
Yes.
Nothing. He said, what has been done will be done again. Will be done again. Ecclesiastes 1:9 will be done again. So here we are doing it again.
Okay.
Doing it again. And when you read and study the word, you see the results of us doing it and what happened. Listen, the only reason why we're still here today, that he gave his only begotten son for us.
Yes.
That's how much he loved us. He didn't want us to be destroyed again.
Okay.
That was the only way out. If he destroyed the earth again, if he destroyed the world again, and then give Jesus, and would have had to come and ask, will I find one? Can I find just one?
Abraham.
And he had to send one here to save it again.
That's it.
He had to send one because there was not one. That should tell you something. That made me and continuously makes me want to make sure that my life is righteous in his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I strive for that on a daily basis.
That's it.
Because none of us are perfect.
None of us.
That perfect man ascended back to heaven, sitting at the right hand of the Father right now.
Like an intercessor.
Interceding on your behalf, my behalf. Mm-hmm. The ones that trust and love him. And guess what? We don't know all of them, but he does. See, that one that you're talking about putting down is a child of God. You just don't know it yet. Because they going through. They going through their storm right now. And you think that you done made it out of yours. Don't even see the one coming because you putting in judging somebody else. Something else finna come your way.
Yeah.
And that's not me putting my mouth on you. That's you putting the mouth on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
He told you, do his prophets no harm.
That's it.
That's not his anointing. He told you that.
Mm.
He told you he wasn't going to let you put your mouth on him. He wasn't going to let you put your hands on him. He wasn't going to let that evil spirit overtake. He was going to be right there. He said, I never leave nor forsake you. So that means if God is never going to leave nor forsake you, that means he's always there. How in the world are you letting hell continuously get up in you? So evangelist, here we go. So you mean tell me I got these guardian angels around me. I got goodness and mercy that follow me all the days of my life. I got the full armor of God on me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. And I'm dipped in the blood of Jesus. It's just like a detective. I say this all the time. When the detective come on the homicide scene, the first thing he going to look at and see if that's forced entry or did that person, was they let in.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. Did you let Satan in? Because he can't force his way through all that.
Amen.
He can't even come close to it. That's too much light. So why do you keep letting him in?
That's it.
Stressing, worrying, anger, frustration, out of control, you know, impatient, bitter, envy, jealous. Why? And you know that that's not pleasing in God's eyes. You know that. So why aren't we using our common sense, evangelist? That's a common sense move right there. I'm over here doing this. I'm over here stealing, murdering, killing, lying, envy, jealousy. You know what I'm saying? Hating on folks, dogging folks down, gossiping, doing all this. And I call myself a Christian, but I know I'm doing this. What do we expect to happen to us? And then why aren't these things being called out anymore?
Okay.
Why aren't these things being called out? Seriously, Evangelist, why aren't we confronting these issues out in the open? We telling people how they can be blessed. How you going to be blessed full of hell? And you don't even know. Nobody's helping you identify that hell in you. You think it's all right. Mm-hmm. You got comfortable and complacent with it. It's become a part of you now.
Mm-hmm.
So, Evangelist, how is that possible, Evangelist, that we watch all this hell breaking loose around us and we do nothing? You know what I'm saying? And I'm not, like I said earlier, I'm not talking to the saved. I'm talking to the ones that are unsaved, trying to be saved, confused, double-minded, unstable in all his ways, all that, because you know better. Why are we allowing this continue on like this, though, and we are not saying anything out in the open, on a big, wide spectrum? Why is that, Evangelist? What's going on with that? Seriously.
I say, well, people are scared to offend people.
Well, you said something
there. Sometimes, you know, they circle of people. But we don't know the true cancer is. See, now I wasn't brought up in church, but I've been in church for over 20 years now. And the main thing that I see is that they address. I don't want to say they because I am part of the body of Christ and I'm a blood-born believer. And what I see that be addressed in the body of Christ is the outside things that you do when God is really looking for a pure heart in you. And I love that scripture when Jesus and the disciples came in. They was on the outside and sat with the Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes, and they didn't wash their hands and stuff. They didn't do the protocol of what you're supposed to do. And they told Jesus, they said, you didn't wash your hands. I'm paraphrasing the scripture. Before you sat down with us, and it's a ritual that they washed their hands and did all the other stuff. I'm just paraphrasing it, y'all. But I know Apostle will get the scripture for you. But anyway, and Jesus said it's not what's on the outside that defiles that man, but that was on the inside of you. And when you're doing all that ill stuff on the inside of you, your heart, your thoughts, the souls of man thinking, so is he in his heart. And then you turning around and want to worship the Lord, but you hating on your brother here. You murdering your brother here. That's murder all by itself. You see what I'm
all
saying?
By itself.
Without you even touching it. This is the word of God here. This is the word. But the people have been taught something totally different. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the Bible say we was born and shaped in the iniquity of sin. So that's why God had to put Jesus on the scene, because it's a heart issue. You can't, our flesh was born and shaped in the iniquity of sin. So when children is born into this world, it's so easy to sin. You're going to pick up somewhere and do this. It's so easy to not justify it. But that's why God, when God saved us, as he said, we didn't choose him, but he chose us. He gave us a heart transplant. And when you got that heart transplant, that means you became one with Christ. He's in all of us now, but you showing up became one with Christ to where you don't have an appetite to do the worldly things, the fleshly things of this world. You see what I'm saying? But this is not what's being taught. It's not being taught in the church. So therefore, when you do have someone that have an issue of outside bad attentions of different things, of sin that we'll call sin, but their heart is in the right place, that's why it becomes judgmental to that one who thinks they have arrived, because they don't smoke no more. They not hoeing around no more. They not probably about in adultery no more. You see, that's what God, Jesus did. If we really study the Bible, he did all these different examples for a reason. It was a reason. They ain't cursing no more. And they say, you say curse words, you're going to hell, which is not true. If you curse it, your brother sister, if you worship evil on your brother or sister, you go, that's a sin right there. Oh, he ain't going to make it. That's your brother or your sister. But if the Bible tell you if your brother or sister don't eat meat and you sit and eat meat in front of them, you disrespecting him, then what you feel about with God here, you saying these evil things in your heart against your brother. See, we got to get to the word for real.
Absolutely.
So I don't know, you know. I don't know. It's time for people to be real with themselves. I didn't get saved to sit in a church and be in a clique. See what I'm saying? I was tired of the life that I was living, that I was born into. You see what I'm saying? So when God introduced himself to me, I wasn't even saved then. I was in sixth grade. I was 12 years old, pregnant, and God was my best friend, because then when a lot of young ladies getting pregnant like that. So I used to write love letters, and I haven't wrote none this year, but I always wrote love letters. I'm 41 years old to God, no matter what I was doing. But I knew I didn't belong here. I knew my heart was different from this world here. But so when push came to shove, when I really was losing everything around me, people was dying around me, that was when I sure enough was surrendering. So then, as I was surrendering, I would try to submerge myself in alcohol, marijuana, and pills, vice. And that's when God started calling me at my house. He saved me at my house. You see what I'm saying? And then started sending laborers to my house to use my electricity. I know I told you all this stuff over and over, but I just never really got into detail for sure all the way. But because he knew the disciple that he was raised with. You know what I'm saying? There's a time and a season for everything. But first, I had to get tired of being sick and tired. So when the church get tired of being sick and tired of the same old thing, just a different day, then they'll see change. Then they'll see change. It's more than just these big old dresses, big old hats, big bows, and all this, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's more than church, than God, than that. There's more to it than that. He wants total surrendering. He wants intimacy. He wants his time with us. If I'm not laid out before the floor, I'll take him to work with me. I'll take him in the store. I'll take him to the bank. I'll take him everywhere with me, because I know I'll be nothing without him. I'm in love with this man.
Yeah.
I'm in love. And you got to be in love with him in order to understand him. I don't care what I done been through, how I done been through it. I know if it wouldn't have been for the Lord on my side. I know this without a reasonable shadow of a doubt. I know I'm supposed to have been dead and gone.
Yeah,
without a reasonable shadow of a doubt.
Look at him.
I know this here.
My God.
So I know he's real. I know he's real. And you got to know he's real. And that's the answer for the church. A lot of people don't know he's real. They just stepping in the clique, putting the hat on, the suit on, the shoes on.
Boy, look at him. All clicked up.
Don't give me stuff.
All clicked up. Look at all sharp.
You know, we coming from the street. They looking at us like we crazy. I came in the church with a hooker dress on. I'm just keeping it real. The shortest dress, because I love to wear short dresses. And they looking at us like we crazy, but we coming with a pure heart. We coming because we broken. We tired. We bound by this and that. I tell you, man, my ex-husband, when he got saved, I'm telling you, he had cocaine in his pocket, weed in his pocket. He threw it all away when he got prayed for. That was Halloween. That was on Hallelujah night. We coming in on the outside looking busted and disgusted, but our hearts is in the right place for God.
Yes.
That's what God looking for.
And that's exactly what he's looking for. Yes, he is. And that's powerful that you say that, because that's one of the problems with the church today. When they're coming in, they want to come in and they're looking for help. We judge in the way they look, the way they smell, the way they carry themselves, all this kind of stuff, and we send them back out there. We throw them back out, you know what I'm saying, to the enemy. We throw them back out in his hands. You know, and the thing about it is that we tend to forget that, you know, who God used to change the world. We tend to forget about the lineage that we come up through. You know, the king, just going to King David, you know what I'm saying? A murderer. You know what I'm saying? A murderer. So my question is, how many people have you murdered out there? You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about he was a physical murderer, adulterer, took a man's wife and then had the man killed. You know what I'm saying? So you know, he was a man after God's own heart. One of the most powerful kings that ever walked the earth. So I'm just thinking, like, you know, come on, just, you know, take a look at the person in the mirror. You know what I'm saying? Ask God to show you you. You know, stop worrying about him and her and ask him to show you you. Take a look at you. You know what I'm saying? Fix you. You can't help nobody else. You can't go nowhere else until you are fixed. You know what I'm saying? Until you are on that direction to become the person that God wants you to be. Not who the world wants you to be. Now, if that's where you want to be in the world, that's on you. You know, you deal with God. He'll deal with you on that. You know what I'm saying? We'll be praying for you over here. But you know what I'm saying? It's time to make that decision, y'all. Because every last one of us are going through something that's walking on this earth. You may not know what she or he going through, but they going through something. Okay? I don't care how much money they got or how much money they don't got. I say the country just like that, too. It don't matter. God told Samuel, listen, you know, and I'm just saying this way. All these fancy linen and fine clothes and gold and silver and all these things, big palace and all that. God said, I ain't interested in none of that. I don't judge a man by the way he look. I look at a man's heart.
Amen.
God paying attention to your heart. And you know what? People are trying to see what type of fruit you bear. You heard evangelists tell you last hour, you don't know who watching you.
That's right.
You don't know who see you. So you listen, who are you really behind closed doors? Are you this way in front of all the church people and hell raiser behind closed doors? Putting up a facade for everybody else? You ain't fooling God.
Amen.
You so worried about pleasing man that you done forgot how to please God. That's very detrimental for you. You putting your soul in hell. And God trying to show you the way out and you just keep ignoring him. God is going to always be in the blessing business. We just ain't in the thankful business. We ain't thankful for nothing that God doing for us. We didn't even tell God thank you for waking us up this morning. That's what he's supposed to do in your brain. I was supposed to get up. It's supposed to be this way. No, I don't know about that now. God can take his breath from you anytime he wants to. Listen, we don't get to have a say-so in that. When your time is up, your time is up. So, brothers and sisters, use it wisely. You know, all of the time that we have belongs to him. So at least that you could do is give some time back to him by studying his word, spending time with him. Please do that. We're going to take this quick last break, and then we're going to come back and give our final comments. We're going to get out of here. We thank Evangelist Aquina for hanging out with us tonight, man. I tell you, it's a blessing to have her here tonight. Evangelist, hang on. We're going to come back with you and get your final comment. And we're going to want you to pray us out tonight, Evangelist. So stand by. Thank everybody for being here tonight. I pray that something was said that touched your soul tonight. Man, that turn your spirit around, that you're going to just call on the name of Jesus, that you're going to just let, you know, he's standing there knocking, and he want to come on in, because he told you in Jeremiah 29, he said, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Listen what he say. He say plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. He said, listen, he said, you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek and find me when you seek me with all your heart. That's all. Give him all of you, and you will get all of him. He won't, listen, he wants to come into your life. Why won't you let him and watch your life change? I guarantee you. He go two sinners right here telling you how he'll change lives. He changed ours. We know each other's testimony. We just said it on these airwaves. We know what God will do. And he's still doing it.
Amen.
My God.
Yes, Lord.
Hang on. We'll be right back. Young Adults Talk, Breaking Chains, YAT Radio. We live, y'all. Thank you.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. And while in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. And sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
Convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation, but I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up. But God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right. I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I don't know when the pain's going in. But I know, God, you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. So I trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I trust you. God, you've never left me. I know you love me. That's why I trust you. Come on, why you take it up? I had my heart broken. I made some mistakes. God, you still kept me. Oh, God, you're faithful. You see what I'm going through. You know my pain. I trust you. Trust you. I know you're here with me. I'm not by myself. As long as I got you, Jesus, I can make it. I trust you. Yeah. Come on, by your side. I trust you. Oh, God, I just lost my job. But I got more bills than money, but oh, God, I will.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God will make a way. James Fortune. Oh, man, I tell you. You just got to give him an opportunity. We got to stop getting in the way of every situation and let God start having control and surrender all over to him and just remove ourselves out of the way and be serious about it. You know what I'm saying? Stop pretending and playing games. Stop putting up a facade. Stop putting up your mask for everybody. And, you know, stop thinking that you're fooling everybody. You know what I'm saying? Some people are doing what the scripture tells us is try the spirit by the spirit. Some people are using their God-given talents and gifts that he's given them, like discerning of your spirit. You understand? Some people can discern these things. You got to pay attention and get into the word of God, and so God can elevate you to where he needs you to be and stop placing yourself where you think you want to be. See, we're placed here for the glory of God. For to be God's servants, to do his work. God said he'll supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory, right? So that means that you're not going to go without. God is going to provide for you. But sometimes you got to start putting yourselves out of the way. Matter of fact, you need to start doing that all the time. Start putting God first in everything. You know what I'm saying? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all else will be added to you. You know what I'm saying? You got to put him first. You know what I'm saying? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. You know what I'm saying? In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. You got to believe those scriptures that they are talking to you too. Just because the Bible was written over 2,000 years ago don't mean that it doesn't apply to you today. That's your instruction manual. That's what you live according to and according by. Everything that you buy got some instructions on it. I don't care if it's a little Hot Wheel car. It tells you what it's used for. You understand what I'm saying? I don't care. It's got some type of instruction, whether it's one line or a whole booklet. Yours is the Bible, the basic instructions before leaving Earth. That's your instruction manual. Start picking up and reading it, studying it, so you will know all about you, every situation that come your way, how to get through it. There's nothing new under the sun. God told you that. Nothing. And everything's written by everything. There's a story written about everything that could possibly happen in your life. So gain an understanding, brothers and sisters. Gain an understanding. All right. I'm getting ready to turn the mic over to Evangelist so she can get her final comment and prayers out. Before I do that, though, I need to do our Black History tip for tonight, our Black History honoree. It's Jesse L. Brown. Mr. Jesse L. Brown became the first African-American aviator of the U.S. Navy in October 1948. After receiving his commission, Brown served in the Korean War with distinction during a close air support mission. Doing an air close submission near the chosen reservoir in 1950, enemy fired damaged Ensign Brown's plane. Despite heroic efforts by other aviators, Brown perished in his aircraft after crashing. For his Korean War service, Brown earned the Distinguished Flying Cross. That's Mr. Jesse L. Brown, our Black History honoree for tonight. Thank you, sir, for your service. Our health tip for tonight, don't forget to exercise and stretch every evening, every morning. Drink 64 ounces of water every day. You don't know what that is. That's 16 ounces of water in a bottle of water. Drink four of those or grab you eight glasses, put 8 ounces of water in each one of them and drink all of them. That's 64 ounces of water. All right. Eat your vegetables. Eat your fruits. Cut back on the fried foods. At least go vegetarian at least one day out of the week. We want you healthy mentally and physically and most important spiritually. We want you to study the word of God to show yourself approved before God, a workman under shame, rightly dividing the word of truth. So make sure that you pray without ceasing, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, it availeth much. Stay before the Lord and you will see your life change. We thank you for tonight. We thank Evangelism. We're going to turn the mic over to her so she can get her final comments in and she can pray us out. Go ahead, Evangelist. On you, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
okay,
we can hear you.
I want to make sure. Okay. But I just heard that again. But anyway, I love what God was doing tonight on the airwave, and I pray that who all that was listening, and like he said, we're not just talking to those who are saved and have kind of fell short of the glory. We're talking to those who are truly looking for direction, and it's for all of us. These instructions out the word of God is for all of us, and it's, we learn every day. We can never learn enough of God's word. The more and more you read it, the more and more different revelation that you're getting. And I'm talking about, but anyway, keep your heart in the right place. I understand why the word of God stay. Cover your heart with all diligence. Because our heart is the motor of everything. Just like it's a filter in the natural, is also the filter spiritually for us. So we got to keep God in our heart and do unto others as we would want to be done. And if you don't know yourself, then you will probably let anything go, so therefore you'll do anything to anybody else. So tonight I admonish you to, how could you know who you really are? How could you really know your purpose, what you was created to do? It's all in the word, man. Woman, child, boy, girl, man of God, woman of God, preacher, pastor, evangelist, teacher, prophet, prophetess. It's all in the word, and not just reading the word, but God wants your heart. He like we talked about it tonight so many times, you know, he wants your heart. If you give him your heart, he can stop the drugs. He can stop the alcohol. He can stop the hoeing around. He can stop the judging. He can stop any and everything. That's why he said, I can do the impossible. But you have not because you ask not. He says, seek. Knock and the door shall be open. Seek me and you shall find me. Amen. He said, anyone that hunger and thirst after righteousness, you shall be filled. That's a promise. Amen. This is what he promised us.
Yes.
So I admonish you to take him at his word. He even told us in John, try him. He's the true husbandman. He even told us this here. So I'm not just telling you something I done read or something that I haven't experienced. I'm telling you I experienced all this here. Like my brother said, saved and unsaved. I tell you, I was telling my children I could write a book about this here. But God is so real. If you be real with him, give him your heart today. Give him your heart. Give him your heart. And he will change all things. It's all about our heart, man. And I realize even for men, it's hard for men to really express their heart for real. And we are in an hour now where we just got to come clean. You ain't got to come clean on the airwave or in front of a group of people. It could just be you and God.
Yes.
It could just be you and God. So I'm going to read Psalms 51. This is something God had anointed some all years ago. But I used to always have my pastor anoint my all. The Holy Ghost said, you pray over the all. And he gave me Psalms 51. So I carry around Psalms 51 all for people who I pray for, even for myself and my children. This is a prayer that we all need continuously. Because there's some things we don't know who we offending. We don't know what everybody ain't going to say everything. So that's why we always have to repent for the seen and unseen. For the things we done that we don't know that we done that we thought was right. But if you don't mind, Apostle, I'm just going to read Psalms, not the whole Psalms 51, but one, verse 1 through,
Okay, Mantles.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
It says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. That's your sins that you continue to mend. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin.
Yes,
for
Lord.
I acknowledge my transgressions. That's keeping it real with them. And my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned, and have done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judge. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, that's your heart, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I should be clean. Wash me, and I should be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sin, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Cast me away from thy presence, spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. This is the part I like. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee.
My God.
After God washes and cleanses us, he'll teach you and show you on how to win souls.
Yes.
Tell them about you. Tell them the pure, unadulterated, raw truth about you. So this is what it is today, y'all.
Yes, Lord.
Trust God. Give him your heart.
Yes. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, evangelists. We love you. Thank you for such a powerful word. And we thank you. God bless you and the family. And everybody out there, we thank you for being with us tonight. God bless you. And may the love of God continuously be with you and your families. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Have yourself a blessed night. Good night, everybody.
Amen.
We love you.
Good night.
Peace.
Amen.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we discuss the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.